3570.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching at hour number two of the program, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their website. Enjoy ours free at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls, and then we'll get back to the stupid people discussion. But I want to talk first to Glenn in Alabama. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Glenn?
Can you hear me all right?
Here you are. Go ahead.
Okay, the reason I called is you all were talking about pit bulls a while ago.
Yes, sir. Hawaii is looking at banning them, making it a misdemeanor to own, possess, sell, etc.
Well, I want to make 3 points with you that I believe will help you in your understanding of what about pit bulls.
All right, please.
Number one, pit bulls are registered. They just ain't registered with the AKC.
They're registered organizations with like the USKC or something like that?
No, it's registered with the American Dog Breeders Association.
Okay.
And they have long and highly respected pedigrees that go with them.
Well,
the ones that are real. And then used to be the United Kennel Club, which registers now exclusively coon dogs, used to register pit bulls, too. Because I raised them for 14 years, and I had some of mine were registered in both kennel clubs.
You know, I should have made a certain amount of disclosure when I started in that conversation. I wasn't really trying to get in a conversation about dog registration, but the fact is, my mom is, you know, sits on a AKC committee, and as far as
right.
I've been taught my whole life is anything else is like the dog equivalent of a paper mill for a college. You know what I mean?
Right, but your audience don't know all this stuff. And
I appreciate you calling in and
well,
you know.
I had two more points
expressing.
To make.
Yes, sir.
All right. The second one is about the nature of these animals. You know, if you take a dog out hunting and he gets into a fight with a mountain lion or a bear or something like that, when you get him home, he's not turned into an evil attack beast that's going to get you later. They act like if these dogs ever get in a fight one time, they're not fit to be around people no more, and that's not true because these dogs were bred for the purpose of fighting, and they love it more than eating. And, you know, you can just take two of them loose off the chain, and they ain't even nobody got to say anything to them. Just turn them loose, and they'll fly together like two magnets.
But they're having fun when they're doing that. That's what
right.
a lot of dogs do. I mean, they play rough.
Their tail is up in the air, and they're loving every second of it. And but when now the third point is when the way it ended up now is when they made it against the law that drove all the good and honorable people out of it, and it left nothing but the drug dealers and the dummies in it, ones that have no idea about the breeding. And they indiscriminately breed, and they end up with animals that will bite, and they'll teach them to bite.
Yeah. Sure. Or not just drug dealers, but also the people that fight dogs, underground fighting rings. I mean,
you're talking about the same folks, but yeah.
Any time the government gets into something, they make it into a criminal enterprise.
This is true. Anytime
so
it's prohibited,
all the good people get out. And it leaves nothing behind but the dregs of society.
I say you nailed it tonight, Glenn. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Paul in Texas. Paul, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul. You got to turn down your radio. Listen on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Paul. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, right now, I was talking to my mother right now, an interesting topic came up. About this whole sexting.
About a whole what? Sex what?
About sexting.
Sexting. Oh, sexting, where I don't know if it's actually the teenagers that call it this or it's the news media that has labeled it this, but this is the phenomenon of teenagers taking pictures of themselves either naked or in their underwear and sending those pictures around to their friends on their cell phones.
Yes, I'm thinking it's just the news media labeling it already.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting enough, exact quote from my mother is that if you are under 18, you do not own your body. Your parents do.
Yeah, that's
until
wrong.
Until you're over 18, you can have your own job, work 40 hours a week, then you can do whatever you want.
Well, it's true as far as legally
concerned. She's not far from the truth as to what the law says. And, you know, actually, it really boils down to your parents and the state own you. Because the state gets to tell you a lot about, and your parents a lot about how your life's going to be.
After you're 18, it's only the state that owns you, though.
You know, but it's this cruel thing that society and, your mother was raised in society, too, has sort of foisted upon kids in American culture is that, your mind and your body are adults. However, you're not treated like an adult, and you're not allowed to act like an adult.
It's frustrating, isn't it, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
I guess really all you can do about that is, I mean, there are some places where you can have an emancipation process, but doesn't that usually require the consent of the parents?
You also need a job.
Yeah. So your mom's not even going to let you have a job? Is that what you're pointing out here?
Well, no, it's not that. This isn't going on with us, but we were just talking about it in normal conversation, and
I see.
Just pretty much started to get into it.
All right, so at least she's not restricting you as far as what you can do. You can go out, you can work, you can save money, you can prepare to become a legal adult in your current relationship with her, right?
Yes.
All right, that's good. She's absolutely right. I mean, the fact is, in this current society, parents do own their children. I don't think it should be that way. I think that you should be able to emancipate yourself at any moment that you choose, and it shouldn't require their permission.
Any moment that you choose, and you can support yourself.
Obviously, if you try to emancipate yourself and you can't support yourself, you're going to come running back home to mommy and daddy.
Right, and then would they would be able to choose whether or not to take your butt back.
You're damn right they would.
It all sounds like, you know, roses and rainbows on this emancipation process, but the fact is, the real life sucks. You know, you gotta pay the rent. It's hard, man.
I disagree. Real life is great. Being a kid sucks.
Look, having somebody pay the rent is a nice, nice thing.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Paul, and good luck turning 18. You'll get there eventually. 800-259-9231. I would never want to go back to being a kid. Yeah, sure, you don't have to pay the rent, but you're owned, like Mom was saying there for Paul.
I understand what you're saying about being owned, but the average kid, when they go out and, you know, the ones that want to emancipate themselves, usually high school isn't the highest thing on their list, and then college after
probably
that.
Probably not a bad idea. College is usually a waste of money.
Likely they're
going
to be working for how much an hour?
I don't know. It depends on when they started working.
$7 tops,
okay.
And then how are you going to live on that?
You get roommates.
Like 9 of them?
Whatever it takes.
And then they steal your stuff and don't wash the dishes and never, I mean, you know what kind of swill, like what kind of pigsty you're going to live in with other 18-year-olds?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know who you know or who your friends were. I don't know. Maybe it's always that way.
How many roommates did you have when you were 18 years old?
I didn't move out until I was 20.
Okay, and how old were your roommates?
Around my age.
You had good roommates that took good care of the places that you stayed?
One of them was bad, one of them was good.
Did you, did they sign the lease or did you?
I don't recall.
I imagine
it was
real tough to find a place to rent with two 20-year-olds.
I think we all did.
Sounds real tough.
Real tough?
To find a place to rent when you're two. No.
Okay.
I am not. I am not going to rent my house to two 20-year-old males. Thank you very much.
I see.
They are in a loving, caring relationship, and I want to see them neck in front of me.
I guess it depends on how much money those two 20-year-old males would have, huh?
It would be that. And
yeah,
the vast majority of 20-year-old males that aren't out slinging drugs or something are, in fact, broke.
Well, the good news is there are a lot of people that rent to young people because, well, they need the money. So, college towns, for instance.
Well, these days, especially, a lot of people are renting houses because that's the only way they can cover
the mortgage. What happens is a downward spiral there. You have a place that's maybe on the fringe of a not necessarily a great neighborhood, and the person who's, you know, has it isn't the most attentive landlord, so they'll stretch their standards a little. Stretch the standards, you stretch it down to the younger people, they wear on a house harder. You know, the house isn't as nice. So then you have to rent to the young people, and then you've got a situation where the neighborhood turns around.
Frustrating. anything, but all I'm saying is if you want to be out, you should be able to be out. And, yes, obviously, life is difficult when you start
and
out.
Sell your body on the streets.
You've got to start
a child
somehow.
Prostitute, too, right?
Pay whatever it takes to pay the rent, right? Okay. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
To make a successful meal plan for most diet programs, you have to know four key elements. Number one, know the quantity requirements. Whether you're counting points or carbs or calories, you need to know exactly what you're allowed each day. Number two, you need to know the substance requirements. Besides advising you about the quantity of food to eat, most healthy meal plans provide you with a food group suggestions as well. Number three, know your time requirements. Even if your chosen diet doesn't specify eating times, it's a good idea to eat at least every 3 hours. Number four, know your personal requirements. If you keep a list of your own needs in mind when you're planning menus, you can usually fit in whatever you want to eat. No guilt, no fear, and no running out. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, including our newest Shriner, Abby. You can see that all of that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com, and that's SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls, and we go to Shane in Kansas. Shane, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Yep.
Hey, Shane, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, man. Just started listening to the show, I don't know, online or whatever, but...
Or just this evening?
I'm sorry?
Ever or just this evening?
No, I've heard a couple podcasts. This is the first time I've listened live.
Very good. Welcome aboard. What's on your mind?
Yeah, man. You know, I kind of like the show because I don't feel alone in...
It certainly is easy to feel alone as somebody who is interested in the ideas of freedom. Are you still there? I think you got scared or something and hung up the phone.
It's hard to make telephone calls. It could be. It just got disconnected.
Yep. So, it is difficult. When you are somebody that has discovered the ideas of freedom and it seems like the people that you're talking to are looking at you as though you're a crazy person, it can be pretty frustrating. And so listening to this show can help. I think it can help with that, to know that there are other people out there that think in the same way that you do. And there are a lot of them. It's just that there are people that live where you are that feel that way. It's just that I think a lot of them also kind of believe that no one else thinks this way, and so they tend to kind of clam up about their belief system. And if you're not talking about it a lot, well, you're not going to necessarily encounter those other people who are of like mind when you should. And you won't ever know that they exist in the first place. So this can be a bit of a... Listening to liberty-minded people on the radio can be a bit of a reaffirmation for people, I think. So
I agree.
To what he said, I agree. Yeah.
It's tough when you don't have people that you don't think the same way you do. You can be a pariah if you open your mouth. And, you know, when you don't, it's lonely.
I mean, it's a sad statement about society that opening your mouth and talking about liberty means that you're a weirdo. But unfortunately, that seems to be where we are today. I mean, the reality is we all want the same things. I mean, most of us want the same things. Most of us want to live in a peaceful world with wonderful things that we can buy and decorate ourselves with. And we can spend our time doing the things that we're interested in doing. But I think most humans want similar things. It's just that the means that we go about to achieving these ends are different.
Well, I think that a lot of it comes down to fairness. There's sort of a dispute on what's fair and what's not. And I think that that's where governance really, you know, the rubber hits the road in a lot of ways. For instance, if you're a conservative type and you're for the wars, you know, the foreign wars and that kind of thing, it's unfair that those Muslim types attacked us on 9/11. Well, I would agree. I would say that you probably aren't in possession of all the information that's what you think. Or, it's unfair that you feel that those people, the Muslims in general want to take over, and that's unfair because I have what I want and they're scaring me. Or the Democrat types or the liberal types, it's unfair that the rich people have all the money when there's people starving in Africa and people here in America who, you know, can't make ends meet and blah, 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 blah. You hear it all the time. Socialist rhetoric. That's not fair. Well, liberty is about really, you know, the fairness of the means. Everybody should be able to do what they want with their lives, and if you want it to make money, then it should be fair in order for you to do it. It shouldn't be that other people have it easier than you do.
It shouldn't be a radical viewpoint, but unfortunately, we've come to the point in this country where it is. The status quo is institutionalized violence. And we're talking, those who believe in freedom are essentially talking about tearing down the status quo and replacing it with some sort of, you know, voluntary options, consensual-based society. And for people looking at that from their perspective of thinking the status quo is the best that there is, that could be a scary idea because, well, change is a pretty difficult idea for a lot of people. I mean, it's something that's inevitable. Change is a guaranteed constant that change will happen, but it doesn't mean that people have an easy time with it, yeah, necessarily. So when you're talking about liberty and you're talking about freedom, you might be presenting a very legitimate fashion for people to actually get what they want, but they feel frightened about what it could possibly mean. They feel frightened that, and of course there's the cognitive dissonance factor where they've been told that this is the way it's supposed to be, that this is our system, and how dare you want to come in and change this system? It's the best system in the world. And so they could recoil kind of in fear of what freedom means. Of course, they might also recoil because being free also means you have to be responsible for yourself, and that's kind of a scary idea for a lot of people, especially when they've been taught that, well, you don't have to be responsible for yourself because government will go ahead and pick up the ball when, you know, when you drop it. Government is there with its safety net. And, of course, we've pointed out over the last show, actually, how government, when it promises a safety net, sometimes can just pull that safety net right out from under you with no apologies whatsoever, and there's nothing you can do about it. All that aside, I mean, we have the evidence on our side. We have the morality on our side. But it's a difficult process helping people come to the point where they can change their minds. And so I can understand why he might feel lonely, especially if you aren't the best at communicating these ideas. And just based on how young Shane sounded, I'm guessing he's relatively new in general to the ideas of freedom. And the communications process is, it's an intricate one, and one that is worthy of mastering or working on mastering. And it takes some effort to learn how to effectively communicate with people. And I think that's the number one factor. I mean, if you're having trouble getting people to understand what it is that you're trying to say to them, well, maybe you should stop communicating and focus on your abilities to communicate. Go to the Advocates for Self-Government, for instance, at theadvocates.org, and pick up a book or an audio CD or something like that, and work on your skills to where when you begin having conversations again with these people, perhaps you'll be better at selling the sizzle, so to speak. Perhaps you'll be better at informing them as to how it is that liberty and voluntary order and consensual society can get them what they're looking for, where government continues to fail. It is possible to be pretty persuasive about all this, but it takes some practice. So I wish you good luck if that's what you're intending on doing. And you should. If you love freedom, you should be interested in expanding your ability to communicate. Even if you're kind of the, you know, shy bookworm kind of people, that you're kind of guy that wants to just spend some time doing research and things like that, that's valuable. And there's certainly places within this movement for people like that. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, for instance, has people reviewing bills. That's not a very public activity. It's something you can do very privately. But nonetheless, brushing up on communications ability, I think, is a worthwhile endeavor for anybody that loves freedom.
I agree.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. And coming up, we're going to talk about innovation and whether or not it actually is. There's a story over at lewrockwell.com about innovation and whether or not patents are necessary for it. Some people argue that they are absolutely necessary. But are they? This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and a webcam all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And join us for the upcoming 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's put on by the Free State Project. And in case you don't know, well, the Free State Project is an organization designed to get as many liberty-loving individuals to converge into the same geographic region as possible. And that geographic area is New Hampshire. And it's been the subject of an influx of activists already. Hundreds of Free Staters have already moved here and gotten active for freedom. So for our last caller, we were talking with Shane, who felt all alone, and he said that listening to this show helped him feel better about that, realizing that there are other people that believe in freedom out there. Man, imagine if you were around hundreds of people at all times that believe that way. I mean, not at all time, not like in your bedroom or something like that, but imagine if there were hundreds of people around in the area in which you lived that believed in the same way that you did and were willing to do something about it. Because it's easy to find people that like freedom where you are, but are they willing to actually do something about it? Well, the people that are involved in the Free State Project are, and they are doing things. Many of them have already moved to New Hampshire and gotten active, created new opportunities, new networks, new outreach opportunities, all kinds of different activism going on. More are on the way, and many of those folks that are considering coming here are going to be at the Liberty Forum here in March 5th through the 8th. It's going to be in Nashua, New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza Hotel. There's going to be a whole bunch of liberty-oriented speakers, panel discussions, networking opportunities, the keynote speeches. It's basically a liberty convention focused on getting active for freedom in New Hampshire. It's a great opportunity to come up here. Of course, we're going to be there. You can meet us. but you can also meet big names, people like and people that actually are very large, like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Dr. Mary Ruart is going to be there. Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com. David Berglund, former Libertarian Party presidential candidate. Keynote speaker, Richard Heller. They still have to announce another keynote speaker, and so when we get that information, we'll bring it to you. But go ahead and get on board now while you can still grab a hotel room. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. To get registered, use our discount code, which is 2009FTL, and save yourself 10%. That's 2009FTL. Great opportunity to meet the activists you hear on this show, as well as a lot of people that might be in the same boat that you are, and that is considering moving to New Hampshire. This is a perfect opportunity to come up here and feel what it's like to be around some of the best liberty-oriented activists out there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum will be there and hope to see you as well. We continue with your phone calls. Glenn is on the line in Texas. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. How y'all doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Glenn?
Oh, brother, you're not going to believe it. You know, I've always heard Alex talking about Fourth Amendment, you know, seizure laws and all this kind of thing. Something just happened to me. You know, I have a roommate. I live down here in San Antonio, and it was quite shocking that, you know, I've been in and out, go stay with a girlfriend or something, come back, come over, feed my girls, you know, my guinea pigs and whatnot. And he had some girls staying here. And, of course, you know, he didn't ask me, but this is where there's a trust issue here and violation. Anyway, the feds popped into my house last night. I wasn't here. I had just left. And apparently this girl was wanted for federal charges, so I guess someone turned her in. And what was wild about it, they had a warrant for her. Now, they just came into my house, eight of them. They handcuffed Tom. And what was odd, they got her out and brought her out. Then they searched my whole house.
Well, that's pretty strange.
Yeah, I wasn't even here. You know, this is what was weird. And, of course, you know, when I got here after, because Tom got taken to jail on some other stuff, but he was let out because it was, you know, they wanted to hold him for 12 hours and harass him or whatnot. But anyway, the warrants, I guess, specifically stated that they were here for her.
Right, so they're not supposed to be allowed to search for anything else.
They were searching for contraband. My bathroom was flipped upside down. My bed was flipped upside down. All my paperwork in my office was strewn through. Files are everywhere.
Well, you know, it just goes to show that they just don't care about what their own rules say. They have
They're breaking the law and doing it.
Sure, but the fact is they won't be held accountable for it, and they probably know it. I mean, they probably realize that they can just go ahead and search. And if they find some contraband, they can confiscate it. They may not even charge you for the contraband. They might they're just going to take it, which means that, you know, they'll go and smoke the weed on their own or sell it or something like that.
They apparently found something like that because they asked Tom whose it was. And, of course, he's diabetic, and they asked him about the syringes that he had. I mean, just nitpick, you know.
The reality is that if they just go ahead and search anyway, then you have to spend all kinds of time and effort to challenge that. It's incumbent upon you to hire the lawyer and to go through the system and to file the fees and, you know, whatever it is that whatever onerous bureaucratic process it takes to challenge an illegal search. They know that you'd be the one that'd be responsible for that. And then even if you did succeed, and who knows how much it would cost you, even if you did succeed, none of those agents would likely be held responsible for it.
Oh, I know. So. Thousands of dollars, you know, years of tied up in court. My personal, you know, self-esteem, and who knows, you
it's
know, radio, talk.
Television. What can you do about this? It's just so frustrating. These men with guns can just run roughshod all over your life, and you really just have to kind of sit by and watch it all happen, unless you just have a bottomless bank account, which you can, and nothing but free time to go after these people.
And it was just amazing because I asked him. I said, you didn't really know this girl, but why did they come? And he goes, well, I don't know, but you know, they just went through everything. And yeah, I probably would have just went flipped, and then you know, got real aggressive, and then who knows?
And they'll shoot you.
Charged me, you know, with
Or they'll use your aggressiveness as an excuse to beat you or shoot you or something like that.
And
so this is why they go into people's homes and shoot at the dogs, and this is why they threaten your loved ones and they threaten your cats and things like that. It's to get you to act out. It's to get you to lunge. It's to get you to jump at them. So they've got the excuse to say, well, he jumped at me. You know, got to shoot him.
Yeah, and what was also odd was that, you know, I have a male guinea pig. He's a nice, very lovely, He was, I couldn't find him for several hours. Then he came out, and of course, you know, they're very, you know, very loving pet. They purr, they hum. He was like all over me, and who knows?
Well, you're lucky they didn't put a bullet in him. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, I know you've actually got a dog killing story here tonight. Hopefully, we'll get to that because it's related to that. Let's talk to Jay in Louisiana first, though. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Jay,
hey, what's
Louisiana.
Up?
You're on the air.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, what were you eating a while ago? I'm watching you here on the
computer. Oh, my gosh. This is so irrelevant. I'm eating various different things. What's on your mind
tonight?
This is
a bag of Chex Mix in front of him.
Yeah.
Hey, you were talking about politics a while ago and people not being really aware.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to mention, have you ever researched our chief of staff under Obama?
Who is that? Is that Rahm Emanuel?
Rahm Emanuel, look on Wikipedia.
Yeah, he's somebody who is all in favor of national slavery, forcing young people in America to become bureaucrats, basically. The draft, yeah.
Plan for the draft.
Yeah, this he's bad news.
Called,
there's no doubt about it.
He wrote a book called The Plan. You know who I'm talking about.
We've talked about
also,
it on the show.
Look on YouTube and look up Joe Biden, Zionist.
Oh, boy, the
YouTube.
Zionist thing again. You know, what is it with the obsession over the Zionist thing? I just don't get it.
Well, just look on YouTube. Look at that Wikipedia thing. It doesn't matter who we elect. We know who's running the government. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Look, I still don't get the whole Zionist thing. It usually seems to be a cover for somebody who doesn't like Jewish people, but sometimes it is.
It's usually a hint. I mean, if somebody's using the term Zionist, you probably have a 50-50 shot, and it usually throws up a red flag.
Yeah, somebody's a little obsessed, perhaps.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm more concerned with people who want to control others, whatever it is that their belief system is or their reasons. That's not so interesting to me. What's interesting to me is stopping those who wish to control others.
Did the anti-Semitic callers come out after Obama got elected? Because it sounds like there's more of them now.
I don't know. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Who knows? Sometimes they come in bunches, you know, like the chemtrail people. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. So if you want to get behind this show and help us out, it'd be appreciated. You can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, to sweeten the deal, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, by the way, AMP is available primarily, the intention is to have you get on a credit card, kind of a monthly credit card subscription, so you don't really have, you even have to think about it. Again, you just sign up and it's automatically debited from your credit card account. Or you can do it from PayPal, or there's some alternative options. I just had somebody send me 3 ounces of silver today as AMP payment, so we'll work with you. AMP.freetalklive.com, that again. So 800-259-9231 is the number here. Let's go back to the beginning of this hour where I'd said we were going to come back to the stupid people topic. This was in the end of the first hour, Mark, that you again expressed your view that people are just stupid.
People in general, yeah, like I, you know, that was the statement that I made, and
it's very elitist.
Yeah, to back up off of it, I'll say most people are just stupid.
Maybe that is what you said, that most people
I don't
people
think I said
stupid.
Most.
Okay. Well,
I meant it as a generalization, and, you know, from my point of view, generally it's just true.
We've had this discussion before, but I'd like Nick to respond. How do you feel about what Mark is saying here?
I think a lot of people are stupid, but okay. I don't, and it's not that everybody is stupid. Some people are just ill-informed on certain issues. But I think if you're being willfully ignorant, so you're smart enough to know about things and you just choose really not to educate yourself, I don't see too much of a distinction. So it's not that a lot of people are necessarily unintelligent, they just don't inform themselves. And yeah, I have to say a lot, not necessarily most, but a lot of the people out there just don't use their brain very much,
you know,
and they don't really think about much. You know, they're simple people. They're worried about their job and what's on TV.
Those are the only things
pizza.
That a person really should have to be concerned with. But we've kind of it bred into culture where people need to have opinions on everything. Well, you're a voter; you need to have opinions on everything. And I think that's where it all starts. Is look. I don't care about you and your opinion on my life, how I run my business, with whom I hang out, and all these, you know, how much I, you know, spend on whatever. You know, and the fact is that people think that they need to have an opinion on what your life is about. As far as I'm concerned, that's just pretty stupid.
Okay. I know we've had this conversation before. We'd love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Maybe you can swing it in a different direction. But certainly there are people that are of lower intelligence out there. I mean, I'm not denying that
right.
They exist.
You know, I'm using stupid as a broad-brushing term for ignorant, nosy when you shouldn't be, you know, like all kinds of negative terminology.
I think of stupid, I think of, you know, slow.
The dumb.
Right, yeah,
and that's actually the definition of it, and I understand where you're coming from.
Words are important.
I'm not saying that, but as far as I'm concerned, somebody who can look at the obvious, for instance, you know, when you talk to a politician, you explain to them how what they're doing is institutionalized violence, and they deny it, and then you can give them example after example
of the violence.
You can back them into a corner to the point where they just say something like, well, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
That person, okay, I don't know what the terminology for that is, but stupid is what's coming to mind.
It's cognitive dissonance.
The vast majority of these people are college educated. You're not talking about somebody who fits the definition of stupid. But stupid.
Well, as
the
Gene Ray would say,
I've got.
Educated stupid would be
well,
accurate.
Just because somebody has a degree doesn't mean they're a particularly brilliant person. There's a lot of just worker bees who aren't really interested in very much that
right.
have degrees. And to be honest, it's not so much for me that they. It's not necessarily about politics either. It's just in general, there are a lot of people who live very unexamined lives. They don't think about their place in the world. They don't think about
Absolutely.
Much except. The very most basic practical things that they have to do from day to day. And I don't think that makes you the cream of the crop necessarily. It's not that that's bad. It's just that you're probably average.
And okay.
Average
okay.
isn't bad. It's not great.
No, okay.
Not
all right. I definitely see where you're coming from. And yes, a lot of these people that are focused on these basic things that you're talking about can be very good at some of the things that they do, but they just don't have the, I guess, the wide interests that you would hope that they might have, especially when it comes to the politics and this, you know, the situation of people controlling others. Obviously, we'd like people to be interested in that, but they're not. They're interested in their own lives and, you know, putting food on the table and keeping the power bill turned on, which I can understand. But I don't know if it's stupidity as much as it is programmed, as much as they are programmed to be this way.
Yeah, but see, the fact is, you know, what I'm saying is that when you're told otherwise, when the truth is put in front of you,
cognitive dissonance kicks in, and
so what is
they don't want to hear the truth.
I hear what you're saying.
Shake their belief system to its core.
Cognitive dissonance is, you know, it's a very real phenomenon. I deal with it. Everybody deals with it. They don't
sure.
want to accept the truth when it's put in front of them. But how many times can you put the truth in front of somebody and they have cognitive dissonance kick in and they're not stupid?
You're referring to local politicians?
Just in general.
Yeah. That's who I was thinking of when you were making the example you were earlier, was that we've called this local talk show for a lot, basically. There's a show called Talk Back. We actually stream it on the Free Talk Live stream. It's a local show here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's hosted by local politicos. And we've called and we've made point after point, just unassailable point after unassailable point about liberty, and some of them have been the same points over and over again. And sometimes they bring up the same objections over and over again. And I can see where your frustration is coming from, Mark. Like, why don't they get it? It's been put in front of them. It's been put in front of them in plain English. They don't have anything to say to rebut what it is that that we have said. So
when you don't have a rebuttal, but you continue to hold on to your old beliefs, where is that?
That's a great question.
It may not be stupid, but it's in the same zip code as stupid. It's around the corner from stupid.
Willful ignorance? I'm not sure what the answer would be to your question. I'd love to have other people chime in at 800-259-9231.
I don't think that people who disagree with the philosophy of liberty are necessarily stupid. They might believe in the initiation of force, but that doesn't make them stupid in my book. It means they disagree
with
me.
It's stupid if you believe in the initiation of force and you believe that it's not okay that somebody initiates force against you. I mean, these same people, it must be experiencing cognitive dissonance because they believe that it's okay to initiate force against other people but not against them.
They believe that the state, most of the people I've talked to who are really into the whole law and order thing believe that it would be acceptable if they broke the law in the circumstance that they think the state should initiate force. They believe it would be fine if the state initiated force against them.
But in that particular arena that you're talking about, however, if the state can step into that arena, then it can step into any arena. So, you know, today it's marijuana, tomorrow it's cheeseburgers, the next day it's scuba diving.
I'm not saying I think it's a good philosophy to have, clearly,
right.
But that's stupid.
Do you understand? How can it not be?
I think it's a short-sighted philosophy, but I don't think that means you're stupid. I wouldn't call somebody stupid simply for disagreeing with me.
I think some people that are embroiled in statism can be very brilliant. I think that they have been programmed by the government system, the government indoctrination camps, to not only be sort of cogs in the system, but also to believe that the system is good, and that if you just put the right people in, that the system will work. And you can make all the points you want, and they might be able to say, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense, but we have a system, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're stupid. It means that they might be applying their brilliance to how they think the system should work.
Many of these
socialists, for instance, have these brilliant plans that they've been thinking about forever.
That they think is so great, but then when you show them that their system is really nothing but a gang of people forcing their will on other people.
But if it was
and
my
then you
gang.
Ask them, what if I get my gang together and shoot you in the head?
But if it was my gang, we wouldn't do those things, Mark.
But it's
we
not your gang.
And
now we've switched from people who wish that the government would act differently from statists to people that wish the government would act differently. So now you've
But you're also talking about points of morality. Would it be acceptable for me to do this? Is it acceptable for you to do that? A lot of people aren't too concerned with the morality of a topic. They might be pretty smart, but they aren't concerned with whether it's right or wrong. I mean, there's plenty of nihilists out there, whether they call themselves or not, and they believe that might makes right.
Right,
well, if my gang wins, then yes, I get to shoot you. And if you kill me, well, I'm going to try to make sure that doesn't happen, but I'll take my chances.
I'll be dead.
There are absolutely people out there like that, and they could be brilliant, and their brilliance will result in evil. Their brilliance will result in terrible things happening. I mean, some people said Hitler was a really smart guy.
I don't think that's actually true.
I don't know if it is or not. I didn't meet him. More coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up anything. Would love your thoughts on this. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.